Hey guys, welcome back to the Gospel and Love podcast. And today we're going to be finishing up the book study of Esther. So today we're going to be going over chapter 10, and that's the last chapter of Esther. So today is the last episode of season 5. So we're basically going to do what we normally do. We're going to read through chapter 10, break it down, talk about it, and then I'm going to read a short devotional afterwards, and we're going to be done. So go get your Bibles, go get a pen or pencil, go get your phone, open up the Bible app, do whatever you need to do, and let's get started. Chapter 10, verses 1 through 3. King Ahasuerus imposed a tax throughout the land, even to the farthest shores. All of his powerful and magnificent accomplishments and the detailed account of Mordecai's great rank with which the king had honored him, have they not been written in the book of the historical events of the kings of Media and Persia? Mordecai the Jew was second only to King Ahasuerus. He was famous among the Jews and highly esteemed by many of his relatives. He continued to pursue prosperity for his people and to speak for the well-being of all his descendants. So that's verses 1 through 3. It is extremely, extremely short, so I'm going to break it down like we always do. So in verse 3, it lets us know that Mordecai was second in command to King Ahasuerus. It's really cool to see how Mordecai started off at the beginning of the story as not important at all. But at the end of this book, he is risen up to a high position of power. Now, verses 2 through 3 tells us that Mordecai had been honored by the king and was also famous among the Jewish people. But Mordecai knew all along that God had raised him up, and that what happened over the course of this book was not really for his sake, but for the sake of God's kingdom. And so in verse 3, it also lets us know that because of this, Mordecai continued to speak for his people and for their well-being. And after I read that chapter, I was like, the people of God, Christians, we need to be doing the same. We need to be standing up for the kingdom, because there's going to be so many people who are going to want to bash what the Bible says. They're going to want to misinterpret what the word says. But it's our jobs as Christians to stand up for the word, to stand up for the kingdom of Christ. Okay, so that was me breaking down verses 1 through 3. Like I said, it was really short. But just to end off season 5, I want to read this really cool devotional. And then I'm just going to end it there and pray. The devotional is titled, Remembering Our Rescue. When I helped my parents move into their home a few years ago, I ran across a box of my mom's prayer journals. I spread them out on the floor, not to read them, but to take in the sheer number of them. They were a legacy of faith, Ebenezer's chronicling God's faithfulness through time, days and years and seasons of prayer and praise to God from his precious daughter. I snuck a picture so I could remember. As the book of Esther draws to a close, I'm struck by the care and determination with which Mordecai perseveres the story, their story. The days of Purim would be observed from that time forward, on the same day each year for all generations. The Lord delivered his people from their enemies. He turned their sorrow into gladness and their mourning into a holiday, and they vow joyfully yet solemnly to remember. What a vivid picture of the restoration we experience in the gospel of Jesus. We were weeping and sorrowful, but now we're throwing a party. Is this not the mix of reverence and joy with which we should view our salvation? We have been rescued from our enemy, even from ourselves. We have been preserved and restored in the midst of threats to our very souls. In these last chapters of Esther, we learn that remembering involves more than whimsical, fleeting thoughts. Remembering is a spiritual discipline that reorients our hearts and minds to the gospel of Jesus. Memories are powerful. Regularly and intentionally recalling the goodness of our God is an act of faithfulness that restores the fullness and joy of our salvation. They connect us to the legacy of God's people. It's the legacy of Mordecai and Esther, Abraham and Mary and Paul, a legacy like that, by God's grace, It will stretch far beyond us. Remembering the past also gives us a new lens through which we can view the future. How have you seen God's faithfulness in your life in the past week? The past year? What about in the lives of the generations that came before you? Like the prayers and praise that fill the pages of my mom's journals, remembering God's faithfulness in the past gives us courage to believe in his faithfulness for the future. Our sovereign God is active in our lives today, like he was active in the story of Queen Esther. Let's regularly remember and rejoice in God's rescue of his people for ourselves and those who come after us, so that they might put their confidence in God. Psalm chapter 78, verse 4 says, "We will not hide them from their children, but will tell a future generation the praiseworthy acts of the Lord, his might, and the wondrous works he has performed." That's the end of the devotional. And I really liked how it focused on how we need to remember the things God has done for us. We need to remember the things God has done for us and thank him for those things. Because so often, I know for me, I'll give an example. All during 2020, I would be praying, saying, "Lord, please don't let COVID hit my family. Please don't let anyone in my family get COVID." I'd be praying that prayer on a regular because I just didn't want to see anyone in my personal bubble go through something like that. Like, yeah, I didn't want anyone else to go through it, but it's a different type of pain when you see your family members go through it, you know? So all 2020, I was praying and asking the Lord to not let any of my family members go through that. But at the beginning of 2021, I was like, "Alyssa, you've been praying this prayer all 2020 and God has answered it. No one in your family has gotten COVID this year. So you need to sit and thank him for that. I need to remember that the entire year of 2020, no one in my family has gotten COVID, and that's a reason to praise him. That's a reason to give him glory and honor." And I kind of relate that to this because we need to remember our rescue, like the title said. We need to remember how God has been faithful to us over the past week, over the past year, over the past couple months. Like, yeah, it's okay to pray and ask God for things, but in the midst of asking him for things, we need to be praising him and thanking him for things he has already done for us. And so for me, that was thanking him for keeping my family safe. For the book of Esther, it was thanking him for, like, saving the Jewish people, you know? But that's all I want to talk about for that devotional. Guys, we need to remember our rescue. Remembering our rescue, we need to thank the Lord for his faithfulness in our life. God will forever be sovereign in our lives. He was sovereign in the story of Queen Esther. So we need to remember to regularly praise him and rejoice in him. But let's wrap up, guys. Okay, so that was the last episode of season 5. We just went through chapter 10, and it's been really cool to go through the entire book of Esther, going through chapters 1 through all the way to chapter 10. I encourage you to share this podcast with a friend or a family member so they too can study the book of Esther in depth and a little more intentionally. So I just want to give an update. I do not know when the next season will start back up. I wish I could tell y'all a date, but I really don't know at this point. Season 6 will start back up soon, but follow me on Instagram and I'll be updating y'all on there. So I'll probably post on my story or something telling you when season 6 will come back. So make sure to follow me there so you know when season 6 will be back and when you can start listening again. Something y'all can do, head over to the Apple Podcast. If you're listening on Spotify or Google or Anchor, head over to Apple Podcast if you have that and leave a review for this podcast. That would mean so much. Just go ahead and leave a review so more people can find this podcast and so it can touch more people. But that's all for today. So yeah. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for today. Thank you for your faithfulness in my life, in my family's life, in my friend's life, and even allowing me to see your faithfulness throughout the book of Esther. Lord, I'm just so grateful that you've allowed me to reread this book for like a third time and really keep finding more and more information about you, about your people, and how you will forever stay faithful in our lives. Please allow myself and the listener to remember what you have done for us and allow us to continually give you your due praise. Thank you for sending your son. Thank you for the relationship we're able to have now because of you sending your son and because of him dying for us. Lord, please allow myself and the listener to share what we learned this week with somebody. Please just push us and help us get out of our comfort zone and share it with somebody new. And lastly, Lord, please allow myself and the listener to stay curious. Please allow us to always have a hunger and a thirst to get to know more about you and about your word and just to dig deeper into your word. I love you with all of my heart, Lord. Thank you for everything. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.